The Middle East peace process is being met with prayer. Africa's mercy ship makes its mark in Liberia, and a new Bible translation results in the first emergent church among a tribal group in Brazil. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. U.S. President George Bush has called for a summit in November to revive the stalled Middle East peace talks. Key Arab countries will also be invited. The situation is hostile and delicate, but it's also why people respond so strongly to hope. The director of Arab ministries at Transworld Radio says that's part of the trend they've noticed. For security purposes, we can't name our source.
So I would say they are living in kind of a despair mode. They have no hope for a better future, mostly in countries like Iraq, Lebanon, Syria. So in one sense, this is a very difficult situation. In another sense, this is becoming a great environment for ministry.
Some of these countries are creative access, and the church is underground. Our source says,
our teams within the Arab world try to provide discipleship. Even now, we're creating new programs to provide discipleship on air, to encourage people to listen to the program and try to be discipled by themselves. We teach them how to read the Word of God. We even read the Word of God for them.
Next, humanitarian aid groups say the outbreaks of dysentery and other illnesses in North Korea are the worst they've seen in a long time. World Vision's part of the effort to provide medical help after weeks of fierce August rains caused flooding. Aid teams were allowed into hospitals to see how the floods have devastated over 900,000 people. The coming months will provide vast opportunities for Christian groups like World Vision to reach out as the hands and feet of Christ. You're listening to Mission Network News. Civil unrest in Liberia has ended, but the country continues to struggle with high unemployment and virtually no infrastructure. MNN's Greg Yoder's there. Greg, what's being done?
Ruth, the country's relying on non-governmental organizations like Mercy Ships to care for the most needy. I'm on their newest ship, Africa Mercy, which is providing specific state-of-the-art surgical and dental care in the poorest nation in the world. Mercy Ships founder and president Don Stevens says that doesn't outshine the gospel, though.
I think the gospel should be done doing the good news, as at the same time speaking the good news. I think we should be careful not to separate those two. Jesus did the good news as well as proclaimed the good news, and that's the heart of who we are in Mercy Ships.
Every patient who receives the free treatment is also introduced to the free gift of the gospel. $250 pays for surgical care while guarantees they'll hear the gospel. Your help's needed. Go to our website to help. Greg Yoder aboard the Africa Mercy in Liberia, Mission Network News.
Meanwhile, a short-term missions trip can provide an education and answer a call. With Book of Hope's Nomad Degree Program, you can earn credits toward a degree while sharing the gospel with Book of Hope overseas. This year's deadlines have already passed, but there are several trips available for 2008. While you're there, there's 20 to 30 hours of mission work each week in addition to the degree work and the challenge for students to grow in their faith. Go to our website to get signed up. And 2 years ago, it looked as if the Kahui Bible Translation Project in Brazil was finished. The translation team was out of funds and faced coming home. WordWinds International stepped in and began supporting the team. Today, Jarrett Allen says they're seeing exciting progress.
God is beginning, through the translation of the word, to reveal himself in ways to these people that they had no concept of before the translation of the word. And through this process, they're coming to a Bible study regularly on Sunday nights, and we're seeing the emergence of the very first church among these people.
The team's expected to finish the whole translation by 2015. Allen lays out their need.
Pray that God literally continues to make himself known, that God continues to give these people that revelation of himself through his word and through his workings that only he can give, and they can go on and literally support the translation of a single verse for $22. Or 31 months for $22 will support a whole chapter.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN's now offering monthly bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news, including pictures to help your church be doers of the word and not hearers only. Call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 for more information. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample and subscribe at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.